Good to be in the house of God today. I'm kind of in an interesting position because I feel like, you know, God's talking right to me. I got the sunbeam like coming right on me. It's like, oh. No, but it's kind of hard to see you because I just see this sun that got this glare. So bear with me. If I'm squinting looking like Mr. Magoo, just kind of bear with me. Okay. Okay, but yeah, God has just been so good and praise God. He's going to have to be on me today, but we're going to take a look at Isaiah chapter 40. We're reading from verses 28 through 30. And while you're telling, I might as well just testify a little bit. Just God has been so good, and I'm so thankful for his protection. On Thursday, I was coming home from work. I was on the highways on I-94, and as you know, Thursday was very, very cold. It was like, I think, 3 or 4 below zero, kind of like it is now. And I was going into a turn on the highway, and something just said to pray in tongues. So I started praying in the spirit. And as I did so, the tire, my back rear tire on the driver's side, it blew. And the car kind of started to swerve. I was doing about 70 down the highway, and I managed to get control. And I got to the shoulder, and I'm here in my right mind, no scratches on me. So God is good. God is very, very good. And it was very, very cold, and I was very glad to get a hold of my dad because when I popped the trunk, I had the jack, and I had the spare tire, but I didn't have the tire iron to actually remove the tire. Somehow it went missing; it wasn't there, so I couldn't had nothing to take the tire off. So I had to call him up, and he came from work, and he bailed me out. And so I'm really thankful for him. Amen. Thank God for his protection. And man, just amazing how God continues to bless me. So if you have your Bibles, we're looking at Isaiah 40, verse 28, and I had a message prepared, and it kind of got scrapped, so this is going to be off the cuff, so we'll just see how this works today. We'll see how, let God have his way. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 28 says, "Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary, there is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint. And to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint." Today I want to read that verse actually one more time, just to really reiterate the point. "But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." Today I want to preach to you a message simply entitled, "Flying Like the Eagles." Flying like the eagles. And we're just going to go to the Lord in prayer. I know the Spirit of God is already here. I just pray that he would speak through me and use me to minister and to bless this house today. Let us pray. Lord God, we love you. We thank you. God, we give you praise. We give you worship. God, we thank you, God, for the Spirit that is already here. We thank you, Lord, for the opportunity even to minister unto your people today, God. And we ask for your blessing, oh God, on this word. Use me to speak your word. I pray that someone's life would be impacted and changed and transformed. I pray that someone, oh God, would come into relationship and intimacy with you. I pray, oh God, that shackles would be broken and chains would be torn asunder, and that people would be set free from their captivity, and that liberty, oh God, would have free reign in this place today. And God, we just give you the praise and the glory. And in Jesus' name, let the church living God say, amen. Amen. You may be seated. I want to talk to you about flying like the eagles. I had a Christmas message all typed up, but looks like we're going to go a different direction. But I talked about flying like the eagle. Now, one of the things I think is very interesting in this text is that God is pointing out the weariness that people face, and that even those that of amazing strength and amazing endurance, that they can fall and they can falter when their strength is being put to the test, that they can become weary and they can fall prey to exhaustion. There was a very famous story, actually, about a woman. I believe she was swimming the English Channel. She was swimming from England to France, just right across the ocean. And she had been swimming for about all day and all night, and it was all night and all day, I should say. And it was nightfall, and she was swimming, and it was foggy, and it was really, really cold. And she was swimming, trying to make it to the English Channel, and she was just utterly exhausted. And the sun began to rise, and as the sun was rising, she still couldn't see very clearly. It was very foggy, and she's just swimming and swimming. And they had a ship that was going right next to her while she was swimming. And she just got so exhausted that she finally gave up. Then she got on the boat. And when the fog cleared, she was less than a mile away from the shore. And she said that if I could only have seen the shore of the coast, I probably wouldn't have given up. I would have kept on going. And that is a very good illustration for a lot of us in the body of Christ, that we get weary, we get frustrated, and we get aggravated, and we tire so easily because our eyes are no longer seeing the victory that is in front of us. And that's why the Apostle Paul said, forgetting those things which are behind me and pressing those things which are before me, or reaching for those things which are before me, I press for the mark for the prize of the high calling which is in Christ Jesus. That oftentimes that we get wearied and we get tired because we forget why we're fighting, or we forget why we're running the race that we're running. And that if we want to be refreshed, that we need to get our eyes back on the prize, so to speak. So this is going to be a very short message. I won't be before you for very long. But I want to look back at this text here again, where it says in verse 29 of Isaiah 40. It says, he giveth power to the faint, and them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. The Bible talks about that, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Now, the Hebrew word there for wait is kavav, which means to look, to wait for, to look for, to gather, to be gathered, to wait, or to look for, to have an expectation for something, or to look eagerly to. That whenever you're waiting on God, so to speak, that you should have an expectation. And that because a lot of people, they don't have an expectation of success, that they automatically fail. They have a default of failure. And the Bible said that if you have an expectation for God, that's what it means by waiting. It doesn't mean just sitting around idly doing nothing, but having an expectation. If I were to tell you that, you know, some family members were going to be coming over your house today, or some church members are going to be coming over your house for dinner, because you have an expectation of their arrival, you start making things ready for them to be there. You start getting things in order. You start, you know, cleaning the house and moving stuff out of the way and vacuuming the carpet and doing the dishes and cleaning stuff you haven't cleaned in maybe weeks because you didn't have time to. But now you want things to be ready because you don't want anyone coming in your house and thinking you a slob. You start getting things in order because you expect their arrival. And I want to tell you that we have a guest that's going to be coming one day that's going to be inspecting your house. His name is Jesus Christ, and we want to be ready for his arrival. When the Bible says, but they that wait upon the Lord, that they are getting themselves ready, there is an expectation of an event that is going to transpire. And you may be waiting on God in a certain circumstance in your own life, but that does not mean to sit around idly and do nothing, but it means to continue to get yourself prepared to receive what God has for you. God, oftentimes, it's not that we're waiting on God, it's God is waiting on us. He's waiting on us to be ready to receive the thing that he has for us. If you're not ready, you can miss out on your chance to receive the very thing that God has planned for your life. You've got to have an expectation. You've got to have an expectation. And what I think is very interesting about this verse, about the eagle, is that it uses that as an analogy. Well, turn with me to Psalm 103. Psalm 103, verse 1. It says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. That thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The Bible said that one of the benefits of being a child of God is that your youth is renewed like the eagles. There's always this analogy, this consistent use of the eagle as a renewing of strength or renewing of vitality or youth. Why is that? When I was doing this study, I found out that every spring, the eagle sheds all of its feathers, and it grows new feathers before the season starts, the new spring season starts, so that it can fly in the new spring air. It completely sheds all of its feathers and has on new feathers, and it looks like a brand new bird. All of its feathers that were tarnished and were dirty through the winter and dealing with the snow and so on, the battling through the winter cold, it immediately sheds all of its feathers and grows back new feathers in this new season that it's about to enter into so that it can fly. And in the same sense, the Bible is trying to tell us that if you wait on God, if your expectation is truly on God, that God will transform you, that he's going to remove all the dead and all the weights that are on you that are holding you back from walking into the new season that God has for your life. that oftentimes when God opens a door, he's got to remove the junk that we've been carrying in the old season. The Bible says, laying aside every weight and every sin that does so easily beset us, that all the junk and all the things that are weighing us down, God has to remove out of the way. We have to shed our entire exterior so that we can fly in the new season that God has for you. The Bible says in Galatians 6, 9, and let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not, if we have an expectation of success, if we hold on to God's unchanging hand, God will take us through the winter storm that is blowing in our lives, and he's going to give you a new coat of feathers. He's going to remove all the dead relationships that have been holding you back. Remove all the dead resources, all the things that have been hanging on to you, your past, your sins, your mistakes, your disappointments. God is wanting to pluck your feathers clean. Now, the plucking process is not a fun process. It's not a pleasurable process, but it's necessary if you're going to get to where God has to get to. And the thing is, when an eagle flies, it doesn't just take off soaring up into the air. When an eagle flies, it flies in circles, small circles at first. And it's doing that because it's trying to ride the currents of the wind to carry itself. So it flies in a spiral, higher and higher and higher, till it reaches the sun to warm its feathers and to warm itself in the sun's heat. And the Bible said that they that wait upon the Lord, that they shall renew their strength. They shall mount up as wings as an eagle. That it may take some time for you to reach the sun or reach the heights that God wants you to, but just be patient. Go through the process and ride the currents of God's spirit. Don't try and do it in your own strength. Do it in God's strength. And God said that your strength will be renewed like the eagles. It will be renewed like the eagles. Now, what I think is very interesting here is that, again, talking about this whole waiting process, and that while you're waiting on God, that your strength will be renewed. Turn with me to Isaiah chapter 28, verse 11. Isaiah chapter 28, verse 11. Believe it or not, I'm almost done. Isaiah chapter 28, verse 11 says, for with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people, to whom he said, this is the rest, wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing, yet they would not hear. How do you renew your strength? How do you refresh yourself when you're wearied and you're worn out and you've been going through hell and high water, as T.D. Jakes would always say, as you're going through struggle after struggle? How do you refresh yourself? How do you renew yourself? How do you get all the dead weight, all the bad feathers that are on you? How do you do that? The Bible says this, that with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak unto his people. And yet the Bible says that this is the rest, where ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing, yet they would not hear. Now we find out that in 1 Corinthians 14, that the Apostle Paul, he interprets this. In 1 Corinthians 14, 21, he tells us what this is referring to. If you read the context, it's referring to speaking in other tongues. The Bible says that whenever you're speaking in other tongues, that you edify yourself. I believe it's verse 2 in 1 Corinthians 14. But he that speaketh in an unknown tongue, speaketh not unto God, but speaketh unto men. For if no man understandeth him, howbeit in spirit he speaketh mysteries. Go to verse 4. Go to verse 4 in there. Yeah, he that speaketh in an unknown tongue edifieth himself, but he that prophesieth edifieth the church. The word speaking in tongues, and the word edify, it means to charge up, like you'd charge up a cell phone, plug it into an outlet. It means to charge up. And the Bible said that whenever you're praying in tongues, with stammering lips and another tongue while I speak to this people, it says this is the refreshing. This is the rest that causes the weary to rest. That if you would get into the Spirit of God, spend some time with the Spirit of God, pray in the Spirit of God, pray in tongues, the Bible says that you'll be refreshed and that you'll mount it with wings as an eagle. As the waters of God begin to flow through you, it washes out all the junk and all the stuff that's going on in your life. It washes away all the stuff that's going on in your spirit when you're praying in the Spirit, and that you can fly like the eagles. And I've been practicing this week. One of the reasons why, again, I was praying in tongues as I was driving down the highway was because I've been doing that to refresh myself. After a long, hard day at work, I need a refreshing. I need something to just kind of clear things out of me. And so I pray in the Spirit. And as I do that, there's a lifting that occurs. There's an elevation that happens that causes me to fly into the other upper atmosphere. Causes me to be restored and to be refreshed in God. When you're waiting on God, I want to give one last definition for this. This was given by my former pastor back in Michigan. He said that when we're waiting on God, doesn't mean, again, as I said, not to just sit around and do nothing. But if you were to go to a restaurant, which you might be doing after this service, you go to a restaurant, you sit down, there's someone there called a waiter. Now, the waiter's job isn't to sit down and wait with you, right? Wouldn't it be odd if the waitress or the waiter came up to your table and they just sat down and started looking around? It'd be kind of strange, wouldn't it? But no, the job of the waiter or the waitress is to serve. Is to serve. That waiter or waitress, they serve your table. They get your drinks, they get your food, they take your order. God is saying that if you would wait on me, if you would serve me, if you would humble yourself and submit yourself unto me and serve me, I will elevate you. I will renew your strength. You'll mount up with wings as an eagle. You'll run and not be weary. You'll walk and not faint. That you serve me, that you surrender everything to me. Let's stand. Let's stand. I told you it wouldn't be very long. It's just a short message. I wanted to just encourage someone today that maybe you've been tired, you've been weary, and you're in a period of where it seems like nothing's happening, nothing's changing. Keep waiting on God. Keep serving. Keep being faithful. Keep being submissive unto God. Be patient. And as you're doing that, God is plucking feathers. God is plucking those feathers because he doesn't want you flying with the crowd or the flock that you're flying with. He wants to pluck your feathers. He wants to remove everything that's holding you down, and he wants to put a new coat on you. And the thing is, like I said, the eagle, the reason why it says that its youth is renewed because it looks like a brand new bird. It doesn't look like the old bird it was when it's going through the seasons of winter. Its feathers are completely removed, and it gets a completely new coat of feathers for it to exist and for it to function in the new season that it's entering in. And we're coming to the end of 2016. We're about to enter into a new season of 2017. But before we go there, God wants to do some plucking. Because he wants you to soar higher than you did before. You couldn't do it with the feathers you had before. You need some new feathers. And so we need to prepare ourselves. We need to prepare ourselves to go to those new heights that God has planned for us. And that may require some dying out to the flesh. That may require some killing of the flesh's desires in order to get to that place. God wants to pluck some feathers. I can imagine, you know, if you've ever seen like a chicken's feathers being plucked, or it doesn't look very pleasant, does it? But it's necessary. God wants to pluck our feathers today. God wants us to fly as the eagles fly. He wants to mount up. And like I said, when you start getting weary, start giving yourself over to God. Start praying in the Spirit, and you'll find a refreshing, a renewing that is there that will come up. All hell is breaking loose. Everything is falling apart. But then you can find peace and rest in God's Spirit just by giving over to him. God bless you. I'm going to turn this back over to...
Amen. I'm going to open these altars for prayer, and I invite the whole church. I think it's time as we come to the end of 2016 that we have a renewal. Just like the eagles, they that wait upon the Lord, he shall renew. If you've gone through a dry season, if you've been going through some struggles, if you've been feeling like alone, I'm just declaring to you today that you can have a time of renewal. I believe God is calling us as we come to the end of 2016 that we can.